Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from a very cold, wet, rainy, and ugly Washington, D.C. Washington is always ugly in its own fashion, but today the weather is really bad. It has been for the last couple days, ladies and gentlemen. You'll forgive me if I'm a little hoarse here this evening, but that's exactly what I am. This weather is not exactly the sunny, warm, dry weather that I experienced this past week during my visit to California. But needless to say, I am back here in Washington and here catching up on all the work that I missed while I was away and trying to get ahead for the next few days. I have to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a developing story that I can't go into here in the air, but it is a developing story surrounding the recent threats against Mark Glenn, whom all of you are familiar with, Mark Glenn and his family, by a very, very disturbed, college professor who has been the subject of some discussion on this show. Needless to say, as I say, that story is a breaking story. Talk about breaking stories. Here's a story that needs to be broken. The New York Post came out with a big story the other day, and it's been echoed in the rest of the media about a so-called plot by the mafia or the mob to assassinate Rudy Giuliani when Giuliani was a so-called mob-busting U.S. attorney and federal prosecutor some years ago. Now, folks, you know, this is the kind of thing, you know, if you really read into the original story, it was recounted. It was somebody was saying somebody had said something about somebody. And it had the story of this there was a 3-2 vote among the mafia bosses, Italian-American crime figures in New York. 2 voted to kill him, 3 voted to save him. Well, you know, it's a great propaganda story to promote Rudy Giuliani as some sort of crime buster that the mafia was out to get. But you know, folks, without going into any of the details, I'm here to tell you that I think it's all a bunch of bull, frankly. I think it's a story that was fabricated and leaked for the very purpose of building up Rudy Giuliani as some sort of tough guy. And of course, one of the bad guys, according to this story, that wanted to whack, as they supposedly say in the mob, wanted to whack Rudy Giuliani was John Gotti. Well, everybody knows who John Gotti is. And, of course, John Gotti is dead, so he can neither confirm or deny the story. But, you know, I just don't believe, number one, that a bunch of mafia bosses would sit around and think about assassinating a U.S. prosecutor, no matter how rotten or how fearsome he was considered in the view of organized crime figures, for the simple reason, as the late Bugsy Siegel supposedly said at one point or another, that's the title of a biography of Bugsy Siegel, we only kill each other. Organized crime never had a history of killing law enforcement officials or U.S. prosecutors who were going after them. It just wasn't considered, dare I say, kosher. So what this sounds like to me is a totally fabricated story, relying on some less than reliable sources, including one, I believe, the one in particular who was supposedly a government witness, which means then that he's actually under the control of Rudy Giuliani's former friends in the law enforcement community. Folks, they're just trying to build up Rudy Giuliani. It's more of the same. Well, we're going to a break, folks. When we come back, I'll talk a little bit more about this and some other matters when we return, and then we'll go to your calls.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Poor old folks at American Free Press getting ready to move into some new headquarters, and the new headquarters have a leak in the roof. Well, it would be a lot better if American Free Press had its own headquarters, but, you know, when you're short on cash, like all good patriots tend to be, it's not that simple to just go out and buy a building. American Free Press isn't like the Heritage Foundation or the Cato Institute or the American Enterprise Institute. Doesn't have all of this big funding that these establishment groups have. Same thing for the Republic Broadcasting Network, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we used to have shortwave broadcasting here, but it just got a little bit too expensive, and now, for better or for worse, we are simply broadcasting here on the Internet, but that doesn't mean that RBN doesn't need your continuing support. So, you know, if you're able to make a donation to RBN, that's the thing to do, folks. You know the address. You can get it right off the website at republicbroadcasting.org, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. It's 2251 Double Creek Boulevard. 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. 888-978-7664. Okay, well, coming back to this business about a so-called mob plot to kill Rudy Giuliani, I tell you what, having commented on the fact that generally organized crime figures, that is, historically, if the legends are to be believed, only killed each other, well, maybe it would be appropriate to suggest that there might have been a mob plot to kill Rudy Giuliani because, you know, we've heard that Giuliani's father was a would-be up-and-coming figure in the mob, but he didn't make it that far, and evidently the mob didn't take good care of the Giuliani family, and that's why young Rudy grew up to be the so-called mob buster that he supposedly was. Apparently, I'm speculating now, but apparently I think Rudy might have wanted to move up in the mob himself, but then when his father didn't make it, Rudy decided to take the other route. But needless to say, Rudy Giuliani is a bigger crook and a bigger mobster and a bigger criminal than any of these old Italian-American gentlemen that he sent to prison years ago. Rudy Giuliani, in my view, ladies and gentlemen, based upon the names of the people that he has advising him on foreign policy, and based upon the things that he said publicly about how he would conduct U.S. foreign policy, I'm here to tell you that Rudy Giuliani is a crook and a traitor. And you know what, folks? I don't have any hesitation in calling this guy a crook or a traitor, because that's exactly what he is. It's exactly what he is. You know, we have reached this point now in this country, ladies and gentlemen, where the people who are misruling America and the people who are misdirecting our foreign policy don't have any hesitation in calling patriotic Americans, like me, I might say, and like you, the listeners to RBN and the people who subscribe to American Free Press, they say that we're not patriots, that we're anti-American. Well, we are the real patriots, and they are those who are anti-American, and I don't intend any more to pretend to be Mr. Nice Guy and say otherwise, because people like Rudy Giuliani are traitors. People like the President of the United States, George W. Bush, are traitors. In fact, I'm here to tell you that with the notable exception of Ron Paul, I think it's safe to say that virtually all of the candidates running for president in the Republican primary are traitors, precisely because of the fact that they are endorsing the policies that have made America weak. They are endorsing the policies that threaten to destroy America and are certainly undermining America's presence in the world. And if you have any doubt about that, don't take my word on it. Take the words of one of the most corrupt, evil propagandists working today, this ex-psychiatrist turned pundit, Charles Krauthammer. You know, Charles Krauthammer is in a wheelchair, ladies and gentlemen, and I always say that if I could find an elevator shaft without an elevator in it, and I could wheel Charles Krauthammer over there, I would. Because this is a really nasty guy, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have any doubts about where he stands and about where the Republican presidential candidates stand, he's written a column today talking about all of the candidates that he chooses to mention: Giuliani, Mitt Romney, Fred Thompson, and John McCain. And basically, he says they're all good guys. You know, they've all got their problems. They would all make fine cabinet members, he says. But now they need someone who can beat Hillary Clinton. Well, he goes on to say, yes, I know I've left out Huckabee, whom some of my colleagues are trying to promote to the first tier. I refuse to go along, et cetera, et cetera. But the point is, folks, he mentions all of the Republican candidates except Ron Paul, this smirking psychiatrist, this smirking Freudian Mr. Krauthammer, thinks that he can just make Ron Paul disappear by not mentioning him and by specifically saying, yes, I know I've left out Huckabee. In other words, he's willing to mention former Governor Huckabee of Arkansas, but he can't even lower himself to mentioning Ron Paul. kind of funny in a way. It's kind of funny in a way, but then again, it's kind of sick, because it just goes to show you the kind of sick people there are who are feeding American voters the news they need to know, or the news they think they need to know. And I'm sorry to say this psychiatrist turned pundit, this Freudian fanatic here, Mr. Krauthammer, he is one of the people who tells Republicans what to think. They hang on the words of people like this, folks, and that's why the Republican Party is in the state that it's in today, with someone like Rudy Giuliani apparently being the front runner for the nomination. The Washington Monthly magazine this week, or I should say this month, has a cover story on Rudy Giuliani. Washington Monthly is an establishment publication that occasionally veers out of an official Main Street type stance. And this very interesting article about Rudy Giuliani says, as president, Giuliani would grab even more executive power than Bush and Cheney. His mayoralty tells the story. Listen to this description, this capsule description of Giuliani. The quieter story is that of Giuliani's instinct and capacity for manipulating the levers of government. His methods, like those of the current White House, included appointments of yes-men, aggressive tests of legal limits, strategic law-breaking, resistance to oversight, and obsessive secretly. Embedded in his operating style is a belief that rules don't apply to him and a ruthless gift for exploiting the intrinsic weaknesses in the system of checks and balances. That's why, of all the presidential candidates, Giuliani is most likely to take the expansions of the executive branch made by the Bush administration and push them further still. No wonder one of our regular callers and many other people call Rudy Giuliani Il Duce. Rudy Giuliani wants to be the first real-life post-911 dictator of the United States. And, you know, he could very well succeed. I guess the one thing that I regret is that this so-called mafia plot to whack Rudy Giuliani didn't succeed, because then if it had, and I don't believe it ever existed, but if it had existed, we wouldn't have Rudy Giuliani to worry about. Well, we do have Rudy Giuliani to worry about, ladies and gentlemen. He's a very popular man, and he does appear to be the Republican frontrunner, just as the ever-popular Hillary Clinton, at least in the eyes of many Democrats, it seems to be the Democratic frontrunner. Well, we're going to a break here, folks. When we come back... No, we're not going to a break, folks. I'm looking at my clock wrong. We have another minute or so here, and I'm glad we do. Talking about breaking all the rules and talking about censorship, I told you all about the outrageous conduct of our traditional enemy in sabotaging the No More, or attempting to sabotage the No More Wars for Israel conference. Well, Brian, who is one of our regular callers here, Brian was, in fact, at that conference. I'm glad to meet him finally. He's called this show many times, and you're familiar with him. Brian from Pennsylvania. He wrote a letter to the general manager of the Irvine Marriott, and he sent me a copy. He said in part, "Someday you may realize you have participated in a disservice to yourself and the core values upon which this nation was founded. Someday you may discern that the freedom to express political views deemed dangerous by powerful influences compromises the core American value of free speech. Someday you may understand that the principles that you only give lip service to must be exercised and practiced to ensure their health and survivability." The attendees and speakers that gathered at the Irvine Marriott were well-mannered, well-dressed, and well-behaved. We deserve better than we received. Needless to say, concluded Brian, I have stayed at my last Marriott. The Marriott Corporation. Gangsters, ladies and gentlemen, a crooked corporation. Let them sue me. Stay tuned. We're going to break, as I predicted.
take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, folks, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We have quite a few callers lined up, and we're going to get to them in a few minutes. Did want to mention something I thought was kind of interesting, and it's just one more of these funny little confirmations of things that come in the pages of books and are never otherwise read elsewhere. Robert Novak, the popular television commentator and longtime newspaper columnist, has just written his very interesting memoir entitled The Prince of Darkness. He's been called that, and so has Richard Pearl. But Richard Pearl deserves it in the worst sense of the word. Robert Novak, as you may know, was born Jewish, but recently converted to Roman Catholicism. And over the years, his column, in partnership with Roland Evans, the Evans and Novak column, had been very critical of Israel, and Evans and Novak were among the few mainstream journalists who dare to criticize Israel in a forthright fashion, and even wrote about the attack on the USS Liberty. Well, in any case, in his memoir, The Prince of Darkness, Robert Novak mentions, by the way, that most of the columns on Israel were actually written by Roland Evans. But after Roland's retirement, he himself, Novak, wrote what he called a handful of columns about Israel that all followed the Evans line. In other words, they were critical of Israel and of the Israeli lobby here in the United States. Well, he makes it very, very clear, Novak does, in the book, that at one point there were about 100 newspapers that canceled their columns in what he called a surprisingly short period of time. He said, whatever the reasons, and I had my suspicions, we never built back our base. Well, he makes it very clear that his suspicions were that it was pressure from American Friends of Israel. And in other occasions in the book, he makes reference to this unusual power and pressure influence. I have to point out something else, too, folks. Back when Newt Gingrich was first rising to public prominence, I wrote a series of columns about Gingrich and his associates in a group called the so-called Conservative Opportunity Society. And basically, in those columns that I wrote for the Spotlight way back there in the mid-1980s, I said, watch out for Newt Gingrich. He's nothing more than another Rockefeller Republican. He's a Judas goat, although I didn't use that term in those days. But that's what he was, a Judas goat, misleading American conservatives. Well, Robert Novak finally comes around and says of Newt Gingrich, he never seemed that comfortable as a right-wing radical and was regressing to his Rockefeller Republican roots after less than 7 months as Speaker. And he writes about Gingrich's growing alienation from his right-wing base. And it's funny because Novak was about to write a book praising the conservative revolution that he thought Gingrich was going to bring. Well, he realized that he couldn't write such a book because Newt Gingrich turned out to be, not in his words, but in my estimation, a fraud. So therefore, Robert Novak had to write another book rather than the one he had contracted to write. And in the new book that he wrote, it was a book criticizing Newt Gingrich and the Republicans for what they could have done, not praising them for what Novak had intended in his original book, that is, to praise the Republicans for what they had accomplished, because the Republicans did not accomplish anything. And Newt Gingrich turned out to be, although, as I say, Novak didn't say it, Gingrich turned out to be a fraud. Well, that's not the first time that's happened to the Republicans. They've often had a lot of phony leaders who've led them down the garden path. But I am here to tell you that I wrote the articles for the Spotlight, which said that Newt Gingrich is a fraud, that he couldn't be trusted, that it was all a setup on the Republicans. And, you know, I want to tell you something. The Spotlight took a lot of heat from that. But we were proven right. And, you know, that's one of the few satisfactions you get when you're out there swinging alone, swinging the baseball bat at people and institutions that deserve a lot more than baseball bats being swung at them. But, you know, when the truth finally comes out, you know, you feel vindicated. So, you know, that's my little rant, I suppose, for the week. Or for maybe for the month. And in a moment or so, after this forthcoming break, we're going to go to the callers. And we are going to have up as our first caller someone who, by the way, was praised very highly in a P.S. from this letter from Brian from Pennsylvania, who had attended the conference in Irvine, California. Well, speaking of praises, just say this before we go to the break. This lunatic of all lunatics, Christopher Boleyn, is still spreading the word that I am a Zionist agent. Well, we know that Christopher is a lunatic, and it's becoming pretty obvious that it appears as though mental illness must run in the Boleyn family if things that Daryl Bradford Smith has said are to be believed. And, you know, I'm beginning to believe Daryl Bradford Smith a lot more than I believe Eric Kupschmidt, because anything Eric Kupschmidt says can't be believed. Well, that having been said, we're going to the break, folks. When we come back, we'll go to the phone calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Michael Collins, Piper here. Well, we are going to the phone calls. I could rant all evening, I suppose. I mentioned earlier the letter that was sent to the Irvine Marriott by one of our regular callers, Brian from Pennsylvania, who actually attended the conference out there in California. One of several of our listeners, in fact, who did. And he put a note on to me. He says, "Mike, here's a copy of the letter I sent to the Marriott. Great meeting you and all the other great speakers and attendees, especially Jim from Texas." Well, ladies and gentlemen, when I make a movie about my life, and in the part where we do the part about me broadcasting here on RBN, I wish the late Lee Marvin, that great actor, was still alive, because I would cast Lee Marvin as Jim from Texas, who is with us right now. Jim, come on up. How do you like that, Jim?
I think that one of the best people I met out there, and I don't diminish anybody that I met out there, because I met a bunch of wonderful people, but Brian from Pennsylvania I thoroughly enjoyed, because he, I consider, in a class with myself as nobody's from nowhere that understand what's going on, and there's not very many of us, okay?
Jim, you know, I tell you what, that's an interesting way of putting things, and I think you're absolutely right about that. You know, I sit here with this radio show, you know, and people know Mike Piper, and he's written this book and that book and stuff, but the fact is, if it weren't for the fact that there are people out there, regular people, who don't have radio shows and who don't write books, but who are out there reading my books and listening to this show and calling in other shows and stuff, I wouldn't be Mike Piper, and RBN wouldn't be RBN, and there wouldn't be American Free Press. So what you said is absolutely right. There's a lot of good people out there. They're not household names, but they know what's going on, and they are part of the backbone of this country.
And Brian from Pennsylvania, soon to be moving to Delaware, and he'll understand that joke if he's listening, because it happened out there at the conference. And this is a guy that instinctively knows what's going on.
Absolutely. Okay? I agree with you 100%, Jim.
Mm-hmm. He knows the exact thing that's going on, and he doesn't bow and scrape to the powers that be in any way, shape, or form. And he, like myself, is a nobody from nowhere. Okay, we're just people that try and keep up with what's going on, want to understand what's going on, and that's all that we do.
Yeah.
We don't do anything else. And
yeah,
we don't...
well, you know, see, this is the whole thing, you know. It's that's why, you know, I kind of, as not depressed as I get, but as frustrated as I get by all the crap that's happening, I still think there are more and more people who are starting to wake up. The problem is, I don't think they're waking up fast enough, and that's where the real problem comes. Because, you know, we have these lunatics like this little punk in the White House with his hands on the nuclear button, and, you know, he's saying, oh, we don't want war, but everything that he does and everything that his Jewish friends and controllers keep pushing for makes it look like they do want war. And, you know, they're the ones who are going to be the safest. It's the rest of us who are going to have to pay the price. And all I can keep doing is doing what I do, and all you can do, Jim, is what you're doing. And Brian, the same thing. You know, we just got to keep pushing and hoping to win the battle, win the battles that will lead up to winning the war, I guess. I mean, it's frustrating. I don't need to tell you about it.
No, but the thing is that Brian understands when he looks in the dictionary under Shabbos Goy, there's Rudy Giuliani's picture as a personification of a Shabbos Goy. That man will do anything to please his Jewish masters, anything. I don't care how outrageous it is, he will do anything. And
you know,
so will Hillary Clinton or any of the other major candidates. With the possible exception of Ron Paul.
With the possible exception of Ron Paul, that's right. I mean, you know, I think Ron Paul recognizes he's never going to be elected president, and even if somehow lightning struck and he came close to somehow winning the Republican nomination, they'd pull out the stops to prevent him.
Mike, I wouldn't sell Ron Paul an insurance policy if he became president if his first premium was twice the amount of the benefit, okay? I wouldn't do it. That's how outrageous it would be if he actually became. He would be gone in a nanosecond.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, you know, it's kind of a...
And Rudy Giuliani
would
pull the trigger.
Yeah, I almost understand why Charles Krauthammer doesn't even feel compelled to mention Ron Paul, because Charles Krauthammer knows who's pulling the strings and pressing the buttons, and he knows that no one who does any of those things is going to pull a string or push a button that will make Ron Paul president. So he doesn't have to dirty his own little column with even bothering mentioning it. So,
Mike, the male counterpart of Ruth Bader Ginsburg is Charles Krauthammer. I mean, you talk about ugly. You talk about, I mean, my goodness. Alan Greenspan is handsome compared to this fellow, almost.
You're giving me an idea for a book, Jim.
Good. I don't care. Good.
Listen, Jim, I got a lot of other callers. I got to move on here.
Hey, by the way, I'm in St. Louis on a visit, so I won't be getting a hold of you too much.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to it when you do. So.
All righty.
Have a good trip, Jim.
Mm-hmm.
Good seeing you again. Good talking to you, I should say. All right. Let's go to Ray from Texas. I'm not sure which Ray this is, but I have an idea. I might know this Ray.
Mike.
I think I do know this, Ray.
Hey, Michael, how does it feel to be back at Tel Aviv on the Potomac?
Well, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this is Professor Ray Goodwin, who gave one of, well, there were lots of good speeches at that conference, the No More Wars for Israel conference, but I can tell you, Ray Goodwin really cut a presence there, and if there had been no other speech given, Ray, I have to say yours was, yours would have been fine to just listen to that speech. It was, I think, from the input that I received from other people there, they enjoyed what you had to say, and it was, well, it were things that needed to be said.
Well, Mike, that's very meaningful to me, and I appreciate it. And Brian from Pennsylvania, said nice things, and meeting Jim from Texas. That rascal lived just 90 miles down the coast from
mm-hmm.
me, and that was quite a pleasure. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking here on the line of with old Jim down there in Corpus and Brian up in Pennsylvania, and a friend of mine named Randy is a regular listener to your show over near San Antonio, and myself, we're kind of building this magnificent seven down here that, around the country that we just might take on this bunch of bums. anyway, Mike, there's a couple of positive things I wanted to share with you.
Yeah, go ahead, Ray.
And one of them is, Hisham Talawi and his really, really good speech there at the conference. One of the things that I was so very, very proud to hear him say was to warn the people of the one dangerous, very dangerous fellow running for the nomination for president, and he said Rudy Gianni, you know?
Right.
And I was so happy to hear that man say that. And it kind of woke things up. And now a bit about Ron Paul. I live in Dr. Paul's district, and I have since day one. And to let people know that may not be aware nationwide, Dr. Paul, when he was elected to Congress, from day one, he had been fighting the negativity of the powers that be in our district down here. The newspapers of the larger cities were against him, and they would run editorials at every election praising his opponents. And it didn't matter whether they were Democrats or some Republican trying to get the nomination away from Dr. Paul. They would back them, Mike. And
that's interesting.
And, yeah, and it was funny that in the last election, when it came time again for Dr. Paul to run for office, and he had been overwhelmingly elected from this very large district along the Texas coast, it was really amazing that the local paper here, my Victoria Advocate, came out endorsing Ron Paul, and they said, though we disagree with his self-centered libertarian agenda, Dr. Paul does have a huge following among the people, and he is a constitutionalist. And therefore, we endorse Ron Paul against his opponent for this election. And I thought, wow, you know, so that's a positive. And, of course, like Jim just said, you can bet that if Ron Paul got the nomination, there'd be another parade in Dallas, so to speak.
Yeah, yeah.
But one more thing, Mike, was my article that was printed in the Barnes Review in this most recent edition about the Holocaust denial.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, I've gotten calls on that article from as far away as New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Chicago, as close as San Antonio. and Mike, they've been overwhelmingly supportive. And it's like, well, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, there's a thread for us to grab a hold to. And, yeah, we had a lot of disappointments in California. But the folks that did get to attend, and I mean, that's everybody, speakers and attendees and all, it was a learning experience. It was a positive experience, despite all the negatives.
Right.
And we did prove that we can certainly have our say, and we can stand up, and we might be that little old bear cub that's his mama has walked away from him, and the big mountain lion is coming towards him. And you know what? He doesn't run off. He rears up on those hind legs, and he roars as best he can, and he knows he's going to be wiped out. But by God, he gives an account of himself, and mama comes rushing in time to chase away the mountain lion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so we might not have that huge voice right now, but there are signs that we're making progress. And it's thanks to people like you, my favorite radio host, and several friends that I met in California, that this is getting done. So I just wanted to call you and say...
You know, Ray, you know, I'm sorry for interrupting, but, you know, I just have to echo what you're saying because, you know, although there are so many negatives, I when I think back upon that weekend with all the nonsense, all the crap, and I'm using the nice term to describe something
that
is more bovine in nature, but I want to tell you, my reflection upon it is on the positive because of the fact that we, despite everything they tried to do to us, we still had the conference.
That's right.
We didn't have a fancy banquet hall in the Irvine Marriott. In fact, if anything, we probably saved some money by not having it in the Irvine Marriott.
Certainly.
But it happened.
Yeah.
Everybody got to speak. There were one or two speakers who either didn't show up or got sidetracked, but for all intents and purposes, everybody who came to speak there had the opportunity to have their voices heard, and I can tell you this much, there is a part two to the conference that is forthcoming. It is a videotaped message from someone who I'm not going to name, but I've seen part of that videotaped message. The videotape got a little bit screwed up, but it was a videotape that was intended to be aired at the No More Wars for Israel conference, and it arrived just a little late. But so there is a part two coming, so to speak.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And you know, Mike, this dastardly act that the enemy committed over there in California to deny us our peaceful right to assemble, our peaceful right to free speech, may just backfire on these people because when I got back to Texas and several people knew that I had gone over there to speak at this conference, and they may or may not have agreed with the theme of the conference or what I had to say, but when I told them what happened, they were appalled.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As most American citizens are, they think, well, this can't happen in my country. And I'm telling them, damn it, it can and does happen and has repeatedly happened over the years. And you people need to wake up. I even had a couple of dear friends, Mike, that said, well, you know, Ray, we're kind of worried about your safety. We agree that the Jews are behind a lot of stuff in the war in Iran and everything. But, you know, we don't go around preaching it, and we don't go around protesting like you did over there in California. You're setting yourself up for a fall and all this stuff, and we know it, but we keep our mouths shut. And I told them, dear friends, that is exactly what's wrong with our country. You need to join my side and voice this stuff and stand up on those hind feet and be a bear cub and raise hell. So, you know, and I appreciate this venue of your radio show just to call in and give a voice. And now I'm going to let you get on to your other callers, Mike, but I appreciate it very much.
Well, Ray, I keep saying this. You're going to come on here one night for a full hour, and you and I are going to take the phone calls. We'll do that real soon.
I'd love it, Mike.
All right, Ray, you take care,
buddy.
All righty. All right, we are going to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, we have a break coming up, but I'm going to go ahead and bring you up right before the break. Vicki, come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How are you tonight?
Oh, just fine, thanks. A little while ago, you were talking about Newt Gingrich and Hillary Clinton and them being the same, basically. Well, Hillary did a speech in front of for the USA Health Forum or whatever. And the program that she was describing for a national medical record, that's the same program that Newt Gingrich is promoting.
That's interesting. Okay, all right.
Yeah, and if you go to his website, he's got this website where they're doing webinar forums and, coming up with solutions for
mm-hmm.
America.
Okay.
And... one of the ones that he has, one of the forums, is called the end of government as we know it. And what he does, what is described there by a woman named Elaine Carmack or something like that from Harvard.
Right. I think I know that name anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is the same plan that Clinton implemented, which is new federalism, which is no U.S. government. It was all contracted out to corporations. And today, what I figured out what they're doing with this national medical record, they're harmonizing our system with Canada as
that's
part of the
very, very interesting
North American Union. And I realized that the reason they needed to outsource the maintenance of all of the government computer systems is because they're merging all of them, and it's unconstitutional and it's treasonous. And
Vicki, listen, the break is coming up. Please hang on if you would. Very interesting point, and I, you know what? I think Vicki's right. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper. I hope you'll forgive me for being a little more rough-voiced this evening than usual, but I am fighting a cold here from this rainy Washington weather, but I am alive, much to the dismay of my enemies, and there are many. In any case, we have Vicky from Idaho up here, and Vicky just brought up an interesting point. And I have to say, you know, it kind of reminds me of the fact that for years we were all told that communism and capitalism were mortal enemies. But in fact, if you really look at gigantic super capitalism and you look at communism, you know, when you merge the two together, you get something that looks an awful lot like the North American Union. You get something that looks an awful lot like NAFTA. You get something that looks an awful lot like what we call the New World Order. And Vicky, I think your analysis of that is very, very interesting in terms of the Newt Gingrich conservative Republican health care program versus the Hillary Rodham Clinton left-wing liberal Democratic program.
Yeah. Well, and it's not just that one. It's the Real ID that was to be a combined database. I mean, it just, you know, I was doing some research, and I was listing out all of the contracts that Lockheed has, and it just, you know, bang, it occurred to me. That's it. You know, they couldn't do it within the confines of a U.S. government. They couldn't get government employees that have sworn to uphold and defend the U.S. Constitution to do it. So they're contracting them all out, and that's what Lockheed is doing.
Well, you know, back years and years ago during the Reagan administration, Charlotte Thompson Iserbeit, who's been a guest on various programs here on this network on RBN, I guest hosted for John Stadtmiller on his program one day when Charlotte was a guest there, and Charlotte was a Reagan administration employee in the Department of Education, and she personally witnessed and oversaw U.S. government documents relating to the merger of the U.S. education system with the Soviet education system.
Yeah.
So these kind of things have been going on, you know, behind the scenes on a bureaucratic level for a long, long time. And the programs that are being handed out through the Republican establishment candidates and the programs that are being handed out through the Democratic establishment candidates are all coming from the same sources. And while they appear to be different on their face, you know, you get the Republican conservative label on one and a Democratic liberal label on the other, when all is said and done, it's the government bureaucrats behind the scenes, no matter who is president, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, it's these bureaucrats who are actually administering the programs, and this is what they do. They have a basic agenda that they're working from, and then the Republicans and Democrats fight it out all on this charade, on this stage in the front, but behind the scenes, the original agenda, which you have defined and divined, I should say, both, you know, it's all coming from the same source. So we really shouldn't be surprised when we get the same thing from both the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right. All they do is just change the talking points depending on who's in power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Newt Gingrich must have ushered through all of this Clinton agenda.
Well, that's right. It was during the Clinton years that NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, went through, and all the Republicans blamed it on Bill Clinton, but it only got through Congress during the time that Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the Republican House of Representatives.
Yeah. Well,
so there we go.
And a Republican Senate too.
And that's right.
Place.
Exactly. So, who do you want to blame? I blame everybody. Let's throw them all out.
Me too. Yeah,
let's do. All right, Vicky, thanks for that call. Very informative and appreciated. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping it up. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up, but we'll be here Monday night, God willing. Hope your weather is better than it is here in Washington, but without the fires in California.